Okay, so we're on Daf Ayin Beis tonight, right? Okay, so I'll go back again from yesterday's Daf, page 142, four lines from the bottom. You have the place, Josh. Okay, so Yibailahu Gerushin Kishtika Damyoka Kamadan. So the Gemara has the question: if again we're talking about if a man divorces his wife, is it like Shtika or Hakama? Is it like silence instead of like leaving everything where it was? Or is it like he's confirming the neder? Is he confirming the neder? And again, so a husband, we're really, I think, talking more here about the, so the Nara Muresa is what the Ron is going to say. There was the Nara Muresa, so the father and the husband can revoke the vows, but we're trying to understand, if he divorces her, was he Mekayim the neder? So the Ron explains that one way to look at it is, let's say by a regular husband who hears his wife make a neder, so when the time to revoke the neder runs out at the end of the day, so then he can no longer be made for the neder when the time runs out. So we could look at it that if he's divorcing her, so the time to, revoke the netter is running out, so we could say it's like a keen for the netter. That's one way to look at it. Now, another idea we had yesterday, we quoted from the Shita Mikvetzet, as Rabbi Lee was quoting from the Shita Mikvetzet. He said another way is to view it like when people are getting divorced, so it's not like they're chummy wummy. Usually the husband is, has hostility to the wife, so more likely he wants to be Mikhail the netter. In other words, he's divorcing her, like, dearest, good luck to you, yeah. So let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Ed, so by the Gerushin Kishtik Damit Kamadami, Lamai Nafamina, what's the Nafamina? Which the Nadra Shemin Neder, Vishma Baala, the husband heard about it, Begirsha, and then divorced her, Viahadra Biomi, and then that same day, he remarried her. Y Amar Mar Kishtikadami, if we say it's like Shtika, like silence, Matsi Meferla. So he could pick up where he left off and he could do hafara for her. Yama Marka Kamadami, he said like he confirmed it, Lo Matsi Meferla. Then that's it. It's out. That's finished. Let me just look a little bit with the Ron on this. And this is five lines to the bottom in the Ron. Yibailu Gerishin Kishtikadamian Oka Kamadamian. Shim the came of the other Aris Labata or Gerishin Lomatsi Mefer. Since the Aris knows that after the divorce, he can't revoke it anymore. In other words, his time to do hafara is running out. He didn't revoke it for the divorce. Come on to Oak May Lenidradami. It's like that he's confirming that error. Just like if a regular husband, not with divorce, if he doesn't revoke it for the end of the day, so then he's mekayim it. So here, his time to revoke it is running out, so he's Mekayim. That would be one side. So he says, and then four or five lines to the bottom in the run, he says, so the run says, when we say her husband, we mean her Aris. And just they only went through Arisin. Dibin Asua, if we're talking about a woman who went through Nisuin, and we'll have this later on in the Daf as well, I feel Tim Silmar, the Gerushin Kishtika Damian, even if you're assuming arguendo that Gerushin would be like Shtika, how could he any more revoke it? He says, "Ibisha chazra v'nisayt in abal mefer b'kodman." In other words, he's married her, divorces her, remarries her. So the Ron wants to say it has to be erusin on the out and initially, then divorce, then erusin. Why? Let's say he's, it could be either nisu on one side or nisu on the other side. So if she's nisua to him when he remarries her, so he says, "In abal mefer b'kodman." So when you go through Nisuim, you can't revoke for prior Nedarim. Only in Aris, together with the husband, with father, can revoke Kodmin. Right. So it's Reuven, it was Reuven divorced her, then Reuven remarries her. So if the second marriage, Reuven's going through Nisuim with her, he can't possibly revoke it because with Nisuim, he can't revoke the Kodmin. Kodmin are the prior Nedarim before the marriage. That can't be. Beida Hadra Be'erusin B'lchud, he says, came into Arusin Omefer al B'shutfut, Bahacha Leka'av. Now he wants to say like this. Now let's say, did I skip a line? Yeah, I'm sorry, I skipped something. He says, Kishtika Hechimas Mefer, Ibisha Chazra B'nisei, in a Baal Nefer Bekobin, this we did already, be the Hadra Beirusin Bilchud, let's say when he remarries her, it's just Eirusin, but she went through Nisuin before. Let's say the first marriage was when Nisuin came into Arusin Umefer, Elabashutva, Bachalekta Av. In other words, once he does Nisuin, in other words, if the first marriage was Nisuin, so then the father's out of the picture. The father's rights are terminated vis-a-vis the daughter, even though he's still Nara Muresa. But if it was the Nisuin, that's the end of the father. He's not in the picture anymore. So he says, Mahacha like a ab. So there's no father anymore to get together with. So even if I assume that Gerushin is like Shtika, this question doesn't get off the ground if there was Nisuin either in the first marriage or Nisuin in the second marriage. So the Ran takes it, and the Ran is really, like I keep saying, like the pathfinder here, the light. He says that they have to be talking about Erusin going out and Erusin coming in. And then one more Ran, Bahadra Biome, and then he remarries her that day. Bahina Kabiome, Diahadra Machar, if he marries her the next day, Shitilomati Mefer, certainly can't revoke it. Kevin Shavar Yom Shoshmiya, the day has passed, when he heard about the Neder. The Avogav, the Besof Yoma, Late Rashute Dabal, even though at the end of the first day he's not in Rashus Dabal. Then the Ran says, when the Gemara says he brings her back, means the Gemara is entertaining the possibility Reuven was married to Sarah Rachel, then he divorced Sarah Rachel, then he remarries Sarah Rachel. It doesn't have to be Reuven, it could be even Shimon remarrying or marrying Sarah Rachel. The same issue would be, it's just the Gemara chose that as the example. Okay, let's just think through what we did and then we'll go on. This is just a review from yesterday and a little bit from today. So we said, the question is Gerushin like Shtika or is it like Hakama? When a man divorces his wife, we're talking about an Arus divorcing his wife, is the act of divorce, is that like Shtika, means I'm leaving the situation, the status quo as it is, or is it like Hakama? Is it like confirming the Neder? So if he's confirming the Neder, then she's stuck with the Neder, that's it. But if it's Kishtika, then when he remarries her, he could pick up where he left off. It's still the same day, and he could pick up where he left off. Well, what's the question? Any questions come still? Why should Gerushin be anything? Well, no. So that's in essence what the Gemara is saying. In other words, Gerushin could be like Shtika, which is nothing. In other words, not acting on it. Or maybe, it's fair to say, Gerushin is like confirmation. That's what we said. Remember we said that, like, when they're getting divorced, goodbye, dearest. You know, it means like you're stuck with the Nadarim. Or Gerushin could be like we see by a regular husband not getting divorced. If he doesn't act by the end of the day, it means the time for him to be Mayfair the Neder terminates, so then he's Mekayim the Neder. So here, his time to be Mayfair the Neder is terminating, so maybe it's like Mekayim the Neder. That's the question. Those are the two tzadim we gave with that side. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts, everybody good? Okay, let's go now. And on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 72a, the top line. Okay, so Tashma, so now the Gemara is trying to bring Rayas, you know, to resolve our question. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. So Tashma, when do we say if the husband dies that his rights are transferred to the father? He says, this is obviously talking about a Nara, right? Because if it's a Bogeret, so then the father's out of the picture. It's talking about a Nara, like we've been talking about all along. Nara got married. So if the husband never heard of the Neder, so now the father is in the driver's seat. Or the husband heard about the Neder and he revoked it. So, but now we discussed this already earlier with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. He says, O Shema B'Shatak, or he heard about it and was silent. Umei Bo Bayom, and the day he hears about it, the day the husband hears about the Neder, he dies. So that's the first part. So in all these, in other words, this part of the Braisa is giving some examples where the husband has not been the Kaim the Neder. In other words, he hasn't confirmed the Neder. So it's either he never heard about it, he certainly hasn't confirmed it, or he heard it and he revoked it, he certainly hasn't confirmed it, or he heard he was silent and then he died that day. Now the Gemara makes the deal. If you'll assume, it was the Tana we think is giving us everything the first husband could do, every situation would be like Shtika. So if we'll assume that Gerushin would also be like Shtika, divorce would also be like Shtika, Litinami Oshama Vigiresh. So that the Tana should add one more case. He heard about the Neder and he divorced her, so the father now can act on it because that's just like Shtika. That could be the father what he should say. lo tani hachi, and since the Tana doesn't teach that case in the Braisa, shmamina gerushin kakama dama. So we want to say from this Braisa's mashma, it must be that gerushin is like a kama, like confirming the neder, because if it's just like shtika, so the Tana should have mentioned it with everything else that we just had a moment ago. So now the Gemara says Amos Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of the same Braisa. The Seifa says, Avalim Shema V'Kiyem, if the husband heard about it and he says, I'm a Kayim the Neder. O Shema V'Shatak, or he hears about the Neder, he's quiet, so far so good, who may be Yom Shalach Rav. But then he dies the next day. He doesn't die the day he hears the Neder, he dies the next day. So Ein Yechol L'Hafer. So means that the father can't be made for the Neder anymore. Nobody can be made for that Neder. If you assume, like the way we thought initially, that Gerushin is validating the Neder, so then he should teach, this is just the opposite diet. So Tana should, and the Baka is the word Nami, Litni Nami, Bim Shema V'Giresh. So the Tana should teach me, in other words, in the second part, in the first part of the Braisa, he was teaching me cases where the husband is like Shtika, he's not doing anything that blocks off the Hafara. Second case, he's Mekayim, everything that the husband could do to be Mekayim the Neder. So if divorcing the wife would be like Hakama, he should teach me that case as well. He says, Bimishama Bigiresh. Elamidlot Tanihati. Since the Tana does not teach that case in the end of the Braisa, from an Agerishin Kishtikadam. That leads me to the conclusion, the opposite conclusion, that Gerishin is like silence. Elamihalakam Mishmarina. So the Gemara concludes, from this Braisa, we can't extrapolate anything. He says, why? Iresha Dafka. If the ratio of the Bryce is being very precise, and as a result of that, we would deduce that Gerushin is like Hakama, because the ratio lists everything that's not Hakama, everything that's like Shtika. So he doesn't teach the Gerushin, so from there I would assume he's being very precise, so Gerushin must be like Hakama. Nasif Seifa Mishum Resha. So the reason he doesn't mention it then in the Seifa, I would assume, he's not so precise in the Seifa, because Gerushin should be mentioned somewhere. So if we assume he's very, very precise in the Reisha, listing all the cases that it's like Shtika, so the Gerushin means it's like Hakama, so he should really list it in the Seifa, but he's not so precise in the Seifa. He's just listing in the Seifa those cases that are the opposite of the Reisha. In other words, the Seifa is the mirror image of the Reisha, i.e., the Reisha says, he says, Shema V'Hefer, and the Seifa has Shema V'Kiyin. The Zeresha has Shema V'Shatak, and he dies that day. Seifa has Shema V'Shatak, and maybe Yom Shalach Rav. So each case in the Seifa is the reverse case of the Resha. So he says, so he teaches the Seifa, but the Seifa is not so precise, because the Seifa is just going to mirror the Resha. But conversely, the Seifa Dafka, if I say the Seifa is being very precise, and Mamela, as a result of that, I would deduce that those are all the cases where he's Mekayim it, and Gerushin isn't mentioned, so I assume that Gerushin is like Shtika. He says, he's Seifa Dafka, Nasif Reisha Mishum Seifa. And then the Reisha is formulated because of the Seifa. So I can't extrapolate one way or the other from this Braisa. Let's do a little run, and then we'll talk a little bit, and we'll see where we go. Okay? Now, let's do the run on top left-hand corner. So Tashma Ema Taimru made a bow and took Rishalab, but fully Pirashi Lamalo. So we explained this Braisa earlier. Amos Seifa, the Daikit Mireisha, the Gerushin Kakama Dama, the Daikit Seifa Kishika Dama, fine. Now, Ereisha Dafka. So we said, if the beginning of the Braisa is very precise, the Lomatsi Lemini Gerushin Mishum the Kama Dama. So he can't teach me Gerushin, according to this analysis, because Gerushin is like Hakama. Nasif Seifa Mishum Reisha, the Lobai Lemini of the Seifa Gam Nakarata. So the Seifa is just mirroring the Reisha. In other words, he's not teaching me any new scenario in the Seifa that he didn't teach me in the Reisha. He just teaching the cases in the Reisha with a different variation. Ella afuchinu l'gavni the Reisha. He's just flipping over the situations that he taught in the Reisha of the Braisa. Conversely, he Seifa dafka, if the Seifa of the Braisa is being very precise, l'omatzi tani b'Seifa gerushin mishum d'chtika damyan, so the Seifa teaches me all the cases where it's like kiyum, so he doesn't teach me gerushin there because according to this ukimta, it's like shtika. He says, Nasib Reisha Mishum Seifa. So the Reisha is just reflecting what the Seifa has. The only wants me teach me cases that he could flip over from the Seifa. So we're nowhere with this. Now, let's look at the very, in my Gemara, the very, very bottom line in the Gilyon HaShas, Everybody have a Gilgal Rashas? You have a Gilgal Josh, do you have a Gilgal Rashas? Okay, it's Fern, and everybody got it. Okay, so Gilgal Rashas we know is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He's, like Ranshvig would say, very tarifus. So he says, Tamuli, you see where it says Tamuli? So he says, I'm a little surprised. Do you see the Gilyon Hashas on the bottom of the daf? Or you have it? You have it? Okay. Okay. So he says, Tamuli, I'm wondering, Ha'inami Matni Bereisha, the Tanakh could have taught this case in the Reisha. In other words, according to the first Sa'ad, where we said that that Gerushin is kahakama, right? So the Tanakh could have thought, Ha'inami Matni Bereisha, Shema B'Shatak B'Dir Shabro B'Yom, excuse me, where the Gerushin rather is not like a kama. The Gerushin is like Shtika. Like Shtika. He says he could have taught the Reisha, Shema B'Shatak B'Dir Shabro B'Yom. He could have had that case. Have a matzah l'apuchi b'seifa, we could have had the flip case in the seifa, Shema B'Shatak B'Dir Shalom Achar, and he divorced the next day. So there is a way to formulate this. In other words, the Gemara is taking it that there's no way for the Tana to do this. But there is a way for the Tana to. If on one side, I assume that Sa'ad, that Gerushin is just like Shtika, if I assume that Gerushin is just like Shtika, there is a way to Tana to teach to me. So in the Reisha, he can teach me that Shema B'Shatak B'Dir Shabo B'Yom, then under those circumstances, the father can revoke it. He says, and in the Sefer, he would teach me, Shema B'Shatak B'Dir Shalom Achar. He heard about it, was silent, and he divorced the next day. It's like we learned where he was silent and he died the next day. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I don't really answer this. Hashem should illuminate my eyes. So all I saw was in the article, they had a reference to other Sfarim, but it's just a Ha'ara. All right. So anyway, let's just summarize what we did and we'll go on. Okay, so the issue is Gerushin like Shtika or is Gerushin like Akiyam? So we quoted a Braisa, and from the Braisa, we weren't able to be Machria one way or the other way. Okay, everybody good? Okay, so we're moving forward. Okay, let's see further. Now, so we're around 10 lines from the top on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, 72a, around 10 lines from the top. Okay, so Tashma. So now the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah that we just did, I think, was it yesterday? No, yeah, yesterday. Okay. So Tashma, Nadra Vihi Arusa. The Mishnah says, if she made a nether and she was an Arusa, then it Garsha, and then she was divorced, and it's Arsa Bobayom, and then she was remarried that day. Afil Lamea, even if she married 100 different people, like married, divorced, married, divorced, married, divorced. Aviu Bala Ha'akram Firin Dereha. Her father and the last husband can revoke her neder. So Shmamina, so we think that the husband, in other words, she was married to Reuven, and Reuven, we think, heard her neder, and then Reuven divorces her, and then she marries Shimon. So her father, Yaakov, and Shimon can get together and revoke the neder. That's what we think the Mishnah is saying. So he says, okay, well, let's be patient, and it says Bo Bayom. So somebody heard it, because the clock is going. It says Bo Bayom. So we assume right now that the husband is the one who heard it, okay? So he says, Abiyu Bala Ha'akram Spirin Derea. Shvamina Gerushin Kishtika Damu. So the Gemara says it must be from this Mishnah that Gerushin is like Shtika. Ika Kama Damu, because if Gerushin is like Hakama, mi matzi mefer aris akron, idre de okim aris rishon. How could the last husband, Shimon, revoke the neder together with her father Yaakov, if Gerushin is Hakama? Once you do Hakama, that's it. That's the end of the game. So the Mishnah says that somebody heard the neder, and then the last husband is going to revoke it together, and then the first husband divorces her, and then the last husband is going to revoke the neder together with her father. So we assume that the first husband heard the neder, and then that's why it says Bobayom, and that would be a little bit chiddush for us. So the Gemara says, Hakamayaskinan Bishloam Shema Arus Rishon. It says, no, the first Arus never heard the neder. So if that's the case, so what's Bobayom? What's the significance of Bobayom? Bobayom is only an issue somebody hears an editor. He says, Shoshma Arus Vishama Ha'av. The Bobayom who the Matsu Mefer will become Ilach Matsu Mefer. So the father is the one who heard the neder, not the Arus. That's what we think. Okay, one second. Let me do the Ran. Let me talk some things out, and then we'll go further. Okay? All right. So in the Ran, around midway down the narrow lines, okay? So around 10 lines above where it gets wide and round. So Tashma Nadruba Bayom Fulay, because Sakadaita Barusa Askinan. We think that we're talking about an Arusa, right? He says, Vikatani, am I in the right place? Listen. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Earlier, I'm sorry. I did the wrong round. You're right. Around the sixth narrow line. I'm sorry, from the top. I had the wrong round. Okay. So Tashma Nadrabi Arusa Bechulei. So the bright says, the Mishnah said, she's in the netter and she's a Rusa. Shmona Gerish Shlika Hadamim. They came with the Tani Bo Bayom. Since the Tana Mishnah says Bo Bayom that day, Al Korkin with the Ikeshmiya skin. And we must be pointing out that somebody heard the netter. In other words, the clock is going. So he's saying, Bo Bayom, you got to get going, Bo Bayom. That's the day. So somebody heard this neder. But Kasaka Daita is from the Arusi. We think the Arus is the one who heard the neder. And we think that the Tana Dafka is teaching this din that Gerushin is like Shtika, the R question, the Ishmiya the Avi, because in other words, if that's the Tad, so the Tana is teaching me a Chiddush. The Tana is teaching me a Chiddush Kufa. And the Tana is teaching me that Gerushin is like Shtika. That's what the Tana is teaching me. That makes sense. He says, the Ishmiya Da'abhi, because if I would take the alternative way, which is the way the Gemara sort of ends up in the end, we'll see, that the father heard it, my Rebutik Tana Bobayom. So what's the Kiddush? He says, Bobayom. Obviously, it has to be Bobayom. So with the Hinan, so the Gemara sort of deflects that idea, Vishlo Shema Arus, Vishma Av. The Gemara says, no, indeed, the father heard it. And it says Boba Yom that the father heard it. Not to teach me any Kiddush. Ella Dina Hakihu, just teach me the din. They came into Ikashmiya the Av, Dafka Boba Yom. If the father heard about it, so everything has to take place that day. About Lamachar, Yomakrina Lo, otherwise not. Right. Now, the only thing, now if you remember just 1 minute. Let's be patient for 2 more minutes, then we'll open up the floor. So if you remember yesterday, we did this Mishnah, and remember when we said Shmuel, well, you weren't around. Anyway, but we said that Shmuel, we said Shmuel learned the Mishnah, Shmuel had a Masorah from his Rebbeim, that the Mishnah was talking about, the Aris heard it. Remember, that was Shmuel, they're right, that was Shmuel's Halakha. Shmuel says that that even the Nedarim, that the first Aris heard, that was Shmuel's Halakha, so the last Aris can come and be made for those Nedarim. So the Ran will address this at the end of the Sugya. That's where we are right now. So again, so we're trying to resolve our issue. Is Gerushin like Shtika or Hakama? And we did a Bryce that didn't get us anywhere. And we quoted our Mishnah, and we thought our Mishnah was probative of it. But our Mishnah, we think, may not be probative of it. Our Mishnah might be talking about just that the father heard about it, and the Arus did nothing. So we don't know anything about the... he says, the Midgarshman is the Arus of Boba Yom, to the Mea, in the rest. Right. So the... Right. So the Gemara says the Shlo Ashama Arus. The Arus never heard the Neder in the case. In other words, we think in the Mishnah, the Arus didn't even know there was a Neder, so he's not going to be made through. He's not doing anything with the Neder. He doesn't even know about the Neder. So that certainly is zero, whatever he does. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, to anything we did so far?
I know each one has a dinner.
Right.
So they have two clocks for
it. Right. Oh, In other words,
I want to know if it's true.
Yeah. So the one who heard about it, and he's got that day. And the other one, he didn't hear about it, so it doesn't have that day. But when then he hears about it, then he can still revoke it.
Yeah, but they don't have to be on the same day.
No. I'm not. Right. Right. That's clear. For the husband is too late. But I'm saying, but the father. In other words, let's say the husband hears it and he revokes it. And the father, he's across the country. He doesn't hear about it today. He hears it a week later. So, but he, I think, when he hears it, can revoke it, and his revocation will, I think, will join up. I think with the other one. I believe that to be the case. Okay. All right, let's see.
They both have to be at the same time, simultaneously, alive and revoking it.
To revoke it, right?
One of them dies.
One dies and throws everything off. Okay, that's true. We've had that already. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. Now, okay. So we're up to Tashma now, which is 2 lines before it gets wide. Okay. Is that where I'm up to? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So Tashma. So now we bring we're quoting, I think this is a Mishnah later on in our Masechta on Ketet. So the Mishnah says as follows: Tashma, Nadra Bobayom, she made the neder that day. Girsha, the husband divorced her, Behazira Bobayom, and then he remarried her that day. Enya Chola Hafer. The husband cannot be mefer the neder. So this, we think, is pretty straightforward. In other words, she makes the neder, he divorces her and remarries her that day. He, the husband, cannot be mefer the neder. So shvamina gerushin kakama damu. That sounds like the gerushin is like a kama. Now we think we have it on all fours. So the Gemara says, so Amri, they send the base medrash, hacha benesua askinan. So they send the base medrash. No, that Mishnah is not probative. That Mishnah is talking about where she was in a sua. Now we went over this at the beginning of today's daf. If she was in a sua, Sarah Rachel is married to Reuven. Reuven divorces her, and then Reuven remarries her. So if the first marriage was nisuin, or the second marriage is nisuin, then they're out of gas, right? Or again, so if the second marriage is nisuin, so a husband cannot be made for nadarim that she did before the marriage. So that's history. And if the first marriage is nisuin, that means the father is out of the picture. Because once it's nisuin, that's the history with the picture. He's out of his rishus. So the only way that the next marriage with the erusin, that he could do a hafara with the erusin, is he joins with the father. But the father's out of the picture, so they can't do it. So the Gemara says, the husband can't be mayfair with the earlier nadarim, and the Ran wants to say that line also relates to where the first marriage was nisuin, because Einabal Mayfair Bekodman is also relates to the fact that the father is not involved with it at all. Let's see the Ran, and then we'll talk and we'll take some questions. Okay, so we're 6 lines above where it gets wide in the Ran. Okay, so did I do the previous one? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. That one I think I did already. He says, yeah, didn't wait. Tashma Nadra Bobayom. This we did already, no? Yeah, we did already. No. Now I'm up to here. Yeah, Tashma, you're right. So Tashma Nadra Bobayom Akulei, the Kasaka Daitet Arusa Askinan. Right. So we think right now that Mishnah is talking about Arusa, which is what we're interested in. But Katani Ani Akola Hafer, and we see the husband is not allowed to revoke the neder. Alma Gerushin Kakamadamin. So from there, Lechora, I could deduce that Gerushin is like confirming the neder, and that's why he can't do it. So let's go. The way we're thinking right now in the Hava Mina, this Mishnah is teaching me that Gerushin is like Hakama. So if Gerushin is like Hakama, how did we think we would understand the Mishnah we did on Ayin Aleph and Aleph, where she makes the neder, then she's divorced, and then she remarries, that her father and the Baal can be made for the Nadar. Right? And there was in the mission we learned on Ayin Aleph Manal, in yesterday's daf, we said that she gets married, she's divorced, and then she gets remarried, so the father and the husband could do it. But now, if we're saying that Gerushin, the way we're thinking right now, is also after Erushin, is like Hakama, how do we explain our mission? So he says, the Hilkach HaKorcha Matnit in the Kani Bobayom, B'shtoshim HaRus Rishon. So we would have to explain our Mishnah on Peitet that the first hour has never heard about the neder. The Shema Avaskim, only the father heard about it. The Shema Arus, because if the Arus did hear it, the way we're thinking, once he hears about it, then we're dead in the water. So that would be the way our thinking would be. That we're thinking right now, Gerushin is like Hakama, and in our Mishnah on Peitet, the Arus never heard about it. That was what we're thinking. That's not the way the Ran explained the Mishnah, but that's the way we think. So Amri, from the further in the Ran, Amri Hachab and Asua Askinan. The Gemara says here in the Mishnah on later on, which is on Daf Peitet, not Peitet, on, yeah, Peitet, right. The Mishnah on Peitet, Amri Hach ben Nesua scheme, we're talking about Nesua. The Gerishin Kishtika Damien. I could say that Gerishin is really like silence. But Hacha Hinutama, the reason they can't, you know, revoke it anymore, which would have been a suah skin. We're dealing with a woman who went through all the nisuin. Obetchila, why the first marriage was with nisuin? Obetov, or the second marriage was nisuin. And we shumahaki lo matzi mefer, and he can't revoke the vow anymore, in a bal mefer bekodbin, because a husband can't revoke earlier vows once he marries her. Hilkach, yarusa betchila nisu besof. So if the first marriage was Averson, and then divorce, and then the second marriage is nisuin, he can't revoke it. That's straightforward. He can't do anything before the nisuin. If the first marriage was nisuin, but arusa besof, and the second one is the erusin, he can't revoke it there. Kaman shenise, because once he goes through nisuin, pakaleav. So the Av's jurisdiction over the woman is terminated. But Arus, they know you call hafer, the shiput. And the Arus, the second marriage, was Arusin, he could only do the revocation if he gets together with the father. The father's out of the picture. Binakale the Tama, Dainabal Mefer, Bekobin. And here, the Tama, the Gemara gives the reason, Dainabal Mefer, Bekobin, even though it's also addressing the first case. So the Inabal Mefer Bekodbin sounds just like the second case, where the Ron dealt with the first, but it means chronologically the second case, where the second case is Nisuin. Sounds like that. But what about with the first case with Nisuin? Mishum Dahainu Tama Machmash is the Lake Loav. The reason is, in other words, the underlying principle is once the father's out of the picture, then there's nothing more to do about that. The Ilav Hafi Bal Gavrua Me Aris Bethnia, because otherwise, why would I think that the Baal, in other words, why is it that the Baal can't revoke his the Nadarim, you know, if he's an Arus? Why is he worse than an Arus? In other words, why is it the Baal can't revoke it, but the Arus could? So the only reason the Arus could do it is because he gets together with the father. And so the key is that the father, once the father's out of the picture, Then we're dead in the water. Okay. Now let's see. So the Gemara never resolves this issue. So we started off the question: is Gerushin like Shtika, or is Gerushin like Hakamas? The Gemara never resolved it. Let's do the next round. He says, "Leading halacha, cover Ramban Zal, him to buy him lo ifshita." So the Ramban writes, since the Gemara never, please look inside, Josh. Since the Gemara never resolves it, that Tin Lefumra, we go more stringently. The Gerushin Hakama Dama, we'll assume that Gerushin is like a Kamal, that he's sustaining it. And so therefore, if a woman in Eder, the husband hears about it, he divorces her and remarries her that day, according to Ramban, he can't revoke it anymore. We have to assume the worst, that it's like a Kamal. Aval, harashbazal katav, but the Rashba arrived, even though that the Gemara was not able to determine the answer from the brises that we quoted. So we can determine the answer from Shmuel's memory in yesterday's Gemara. The Amar La'el, Menani Mili, the Arus Afron, Mayfer Nadarim, Shiniru L'Rishon. That's what Shmuel said. How do we know that the second Arus, we Mayfer Nadarim, that the first Arus heard? He says, the Alma, Kabbalah Me Rabbe, or Adama Kiblami Rabbe, the Chitanama Anithim Bobayom, Mishmashmir Arus Nakatlai. He said yesterday, and Ron is repeating, Shmuel had a Mesorah from his Rebbeim, but the Mishnah is talking about, not like our Gemara said, the Mishnah is talking about where the Arus heard about the Neder and then divorced her. But Lomishmashmir Av, Bobayom is not because the father heard it, it's because the Arus heard it. It came into Shmuel Amar Hathi, since Shmuel, according to the Rashba, said this statement, Lo Shakin Mai Depshitale the Shmuel, we're not going to, you know, ignore what was obvious to Shmuel. Yishamai is top of the Gemara, that which the Gemara was masupak about, questioning the chitema imkei mai tamalo pashtin bayan mimeir Shmuel. So you'll say, why doesn't the Gemara determine the answer from what Shmuel's statement? He says, "Ikalameimar The Gemara wants to determine an absolute answer concretely from the Mishnah or the Brises. He says, not from a statement of an Amora. In other words, it's not Mukhrach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah can be interpreted this way, the Mishnah can be interpreted that way. Shmuel had a Messiah from his name and meant this way. But the Gemara is looking for an absolute proof from the Mishnah or a Brisa. We don't have an absolute proof from Mishnah or Brisa. We have a similar discussion, the Ran says, earlier in Daf Lamed Hey. Hanikane Shluchi Didan, Inhu or Shluchi Dishmaya. The Gemara says, are the Konim, you know, Shluchi Didan or Shluchi Dishmaya, the Shlichim from us, or Shlichim from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Well, if Shluchi Hatam, and the Gemara doesn't come to a clear conclusion, Apagab the Habalim, the Mishnah, the Mimra, the Rav Huna, he says, Amar Perki Damitu, Shluchi Dishmaya, please, Shluchi Dishmaya Habu. Even though there's a statement for Rav Huna that the Shluchi Dishmaya, the Gemara said, Rav Huna says this way, could have said that. Shum debam nitin or manita have a by the Mishnah. One wants to have it from Mishnah or Brisa. Lomi meimra damarav hanami dechvata. That's the same thing. So the Gemara doesn't come to a clear conclusion about what Gerushin is. So the Ramban says we have to go lechumra, and lechumra means that we have to assume it's like a kiyum. But the Rashba says that no, from Shmuel's statement in yesterday's Gemara, that Shmuel had a Masorah from his rebellion that the Mishnah is talking about, that the Aris heard about it, and the Aris divorces her, and then she remarries somebody else, that last Aris can get together with her father and revoke the Neder, so that comes out punctuacare, that indeed the Gerushin is like Shtika. So the Rashba says we can go with Shmuel's statement, and the reason the Gemara didn't quote Shmuel, the Gemara is looking for a conclusive answer from the Mishnah or Brisa. We don't have a conclusive answer from Mishnah or Brisa, but from Shmuel, it's more brought this way. Okay, who's a question comes from something we did? All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Isn't there such a situation when a person gets married, he's able to come revoke the wife's previous nedarim?
With the Arison. With the Arison, okay. He has a right to revoke the previous nedarim. He gets together with the father. Right, but once he does Nisuin, not. It's okay. The same idea that we're saying. In other words, it's only with the shutfus of the father.
Irusin is able to come and revoke all
together with the father. Together with the father.
With the father.
Right. If it's na ramu rasas, so na ramu rasas to be 12 and 12 and a half. Okay. Or we learned it could be like from 11 and a day going forward. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. That she was capable of it. Okay. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. Okay. We're Ahmed Bey's. Okay. Let's all focus. Okay. Now, so the top line in the Mishnah, okay? So Manitin, okay, it's the new Mishnah on page 144, Ayin Beis Mbeis, 72b, okay? So Manitin, Derech Tamid Chachamim, Ashtoi Tabito Yotza Meetzlo, Omer La, Kol Nadarim Shunadarit B'toch Beiti, Arahim Mufarin. So the Derech of Tamid Chachamim would be that when she's in Naru Murasa, in other words, if his daughter is going through Arison, to say to the daughter, in other words, before she leaves his rishus totally, in other words, like before she goes nisuin, or to say to her, you say kol nadarim shadar b'tovidia remu farin. So, one second. Well, Garrett also, we'll see in a minute. Let me see the Ran. This is Manitin. Yeah, derech tamid chamukule lepishin naru marasah lafarshani say yiv shor shtei afar lended daret. No, I said right. So let's say she's naru marasah before the nisuin to speak to her. He says darkem shel avu baal shein tamid chamim lafern daret kol mishtina say mafarish hachafara yikom shmiyah he ola harshmiyah. So again, so it means let's say his daughter is naru marasah. So before she goes to nisuin and she leaves my rishus totally, I say to her, you know. Any nidarm that you made, I'm revoking them. I have to get together with the husband, but any nidarm you made, I'm giving you like a blunderbuss revocation. That's what we think would take in place. And then the Mishnah says v'chein ba'al, and similarly the husband, I still kines the shuto, that the husband also from his side, before she's like becomes the nisua to him, Omer la, he says to her, kol nidarm shidar that I still kines the rishuti, harei mufarin. Once he does nisuin, he can't revoke the previous nidarim. So, in other words, the erlich thing to do is to say that any, in other words, for the husband and the father to get together and make a blunderbuss revocation of any nidarim that she made beforehand. Okay, that's what. Now, and not the. No, the Gemara says, so. One second. I'm not sure. One second. Let's see if he's going to.
Because of the father and not to the Arus.
One second.
All right,
one second. Right. I'm not sure. I have to. Yeah, here he takes it that the both come the father and the husband. That's where the article takes it. Let me see the Ram. He says. Yeah, so the Ram conflates the two. He says, on line two, dark and shall Abu Baal, Shane Tamid of the Tamid. The Ram says before. The Ram says that they're both Tamid of the Tamid. Okay, so that's like you were saying, Daniel. Okay, let's go. I'm going to go further unless anybody has questions, comments, thoughts. Everybody good? Okay. Let's continue on the Gemara. I got to run. I have to hold up all questions. So the Gemara says, by Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama poses the following question. Baal, Maushia Fer below Shmia. Can a husband revoke a vow even before he's heard the vow? He says here, the Shema Isha Dafkahu. So the Torah says that her husband will hear, like with the Mapate, is B'Shema Isha. That the father, the husband hears about it. Is that just dafka, literally that way? Olav dafka, or not so precisely, and he could vote. So Amarava, so Rabbi quotes our Mishnah, Amarava Tashma, Derech Tamidah Chachamim, Ashlo Yatsat Bitome Etzlo, Derech Tamidah Chachamim, before the daughter leaves his Rishus, and the little father, she's going to get married and gone from my Rishus, Omerla, Kul Nadarim Shinadarit B'toch Beitim, the father says, any Nadarim that you made in my household, I'm revoking them all. Bahalu Shama. So, but he didn't hear them. So you see in the Mishnah that he didn't hear, and he's revoking, even though he didn't hear it. That's what you think. So the Gemara says, Lechi Shama hu demefer. So the way the Ran takes it with these lines is not that he's revoking now. When he says this line, any nadarim you have are revoked, is he's saying he's like entering into a conversation with his daughter. That's really what it is. In other words, like, you know, is there anything you want to tell me about now? About Nadarim you may have made, you've been in my household. And then when she lists it, and then he's going to revoke it, really do the revocation. He says, so the Gemara says, Vahalo Shama, so the Kishama Ud Mefer. So when he hears it, then he's going to be Mefer. In Cain Kilo Shama Lamale Lamemar. So if that's the case, so if he hasn't heard anything, why does he even make this whole statement? Hakamash Milan, Urchid Sumerabanan Lahadure. The Derech of a Tamil Hakam is to try to investigate and to elicit this information. So the way that the Ran understands the sugya, when the Mishnah says that he says any nadarim that you made in my household, it means, dearest, you're going to be leaving my Rishus soon. I have a talk now with your husband to revoke the vows. So is there any vow you made or something like that? You know. So let's look at the Ran on this. Let's look at the Ran. We're running out of time. Okay. So I need everybody's attention, and then we'll do it. Okay. So on the second narrow line, Gemara by Rav Ram Brachama Baal. He doesn't know anything about it. Can it be made for him for the Safik? So then he says, "Kol nedarim shenadart yehumu farin. Any nedarim that you made an eder are revoked." The high baal the kabai Rami Barchama loshna aris loshna baal loshna babia bekulam sapkele. So Rami Barchama in his question, it does not dafka an aris, even a full fledged husband, the father, in other words, any stage. You have to know the netter to revoke it. The Shemaisha Dafka who will lap Dafka, El Urcha de Meltanaka. This is just like the typical way he hears, but he doesn't necessarily have to hear it. So Amarava, Tashma, Derekamina Chamahule, Bahalo Shama, Dimitri Katani Kul Nadarim, Mashma Delo Shama. So it sounds like from Mishnah, he didn't hear about it. He says, any Nadarim that he made. So he says, the Ishaminu, if he had heard about it, Havalilime or Neder Ploni Ploni. Then he would have said, this netter, that netter. Lachi Shama, who demefer, Shishma, Harkach, Nadarim Shanadra, Choser Mefer. When he hears them later on, then he'll be made for them. Im kain kilo shama lamele the meimar ma'alu lahafir la safek hafar shenam oelad kim shofa lachzor lahafir shishma nizareha. So why is he even making the first statement if he's going to make the second statement is one we're going to be revoking it? So urcha the sermon rabbanon la dure the derech of tamen chacham is to like investigate darko shel tamen chacham lechazer aleha is to like probe. He says v'lo marla to say to her hol nadarim shenadar In other words, to engage her in conversation, then she, the daughter, will focus on it. But omeret neder ploni nadarti. Oh, taka, I remember. I made that she's on this neder, but who may fair? And then he'll revoke it. The chitema lamalan the chuki nafshin bahachi lema hachi the amar la the chishamana. So Rana is saying, why do we need to go? Why can't we say a different pshat? Why can't we say the pshat in the Gemara is that he says to her, lechi shamana kolomar the kona shmiya omer la mufar lichi lechi shamana. Why can't we say that he's revoking it now and the revocation will be effective once he hears about the neder? Why can't we say that's pshat in the Gemara? In other words,
revoking it now.
Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, the way the Ran understands the Gemara, he makes his revocation, but it's a meaningless statement. It's just to engage her in conversation. Then he's going to revoke it when she mentions the neder. Why can't we see the pshat in the Gemara? Is he's making a revocation now, and the revocation will be effective when he hears the neder. He says, Mahani, Tahaki Mitar, so come on. The Gemara is going to have the same explanation later on. Ish Lomar, Lo Dami. So the Ran says, it's not comparable. The common Kibitar Tzin and Hachi Avamatsi Ba'omer Ishto, the Lachi Shama Nami Bershuta Kaima. So we're talking about a husband and with a wife, and she's going to be in his rishus at all times, at all pertinent times, she'll be in his rishus. Therefore, it's effective. When he's going to hear about the neder, it could be like 5 years from now, she's not going to be in his rishus anymore. But it's something we should have. Trini say, when he hears about it, she won't be in his rishus. In other words, she's maybe about to go through nisuin. So tell me now, and then I'll revoke it. But if I see the pshat is where the Gemara is going to have in a couple lines, I'm revoking now. When I hear about it, Elisa will be revoked. But when he hears about it, she'll be out of his rishus. So it's not working that way. Okay, that's the way the Ran says. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions. But that's the way that the Ran that he has to know it. That's hold off. Okay, that's the way the Ran wants to say. Now let's go further to the Gemara. Now, Tashma, what do you mean, Ishbara?
In other words, he comes and makes a statement, and the future when it happens, is
that it's not a clarification. In other words, when he'll hear about it, she won't be in his rishus. Okay, let's get further in the bar. So 10 lines from the bottom. So we're above where it's twice. Tashma. So again, we're trying to find out, does a husband or a father have to know the neder before he revokes it? So Tashma. So now we're quoting from a Mishnah later on, our Masechta, and Ayin Hay. Not too much left of this Masechta. Tashma ha'omer le'ishto, the man says to his wife, kol negarim shetiduri ad shavo mimakom ploni. In other words, I'm about to take a business trip. I'm going to California. I'm telling you, before I go to California, any negarim you make between now and when I come back from California, I know you have this problem with the negarim, so I'm making a statement now, harehin kayamin. I'm mekayim these negarim, so don't make it. It says, lo amar klum. He says, that's a nullity. In other words, he can't be Mekayim the Neder unless he knows about it. That's what the minister is saying. He says, Harehi Mufarin, but if he says the Neder is revoked, any Neder that you make between now and the time I come back is revoked, Reb Lezer Omer Mufar, according to Tan Reb Lezer, it's Mufar. In other words, it is a good revocation. So he's leaving for California. He says, any Nedarim that you're going to make between now and when I come back from California in a month, I'm revoking it now. So according to Reb Lezer, that's a valid revocation. So the Gemara said, now, the Ran points out that the Chamim say it's not Mufar, but Reb Lezer says it's Mufar. Bahalo Shama, but he didn't, how can he make the declaration? He didn't hear about it yet. Now, Hachanami da Amar Lachi Shamana. Now, here, the Ran has two Girsaos. So either the Pshat, I don't know if time to go through this whole Ran, but either the Pshat is that, 1 second. So either Hanami Lechishama, so either it's the same as what we said above, that it's not that he's revoking it now, he's Lechishama, so Able Perukikid Le'el. In other words, he's really just asking her, have you made any Nedarim? And then when you make the Nedarim, then I'll revoke it. That's basically all he's saying. Or the other pshat is, He says, Lachishamana, when I hear about it. So this is where we get into it. So he's saying that I'm making this revocation now, it'll be effective when I hear about it. Balamali Minhashta, Lachishamalaferlaw. So why does he have to make the statement now? When he hears about the neder, let him be made for it. Sabar Dilma Mitrina Bahishaita. He's thinking maybe I'll be too busy. In other words, I won't be able to get into. So nothing's like this. He's a busy businessman, you know, stocks, whatever, real estate, yeah, things like that. So he's about to make a business trip. He says to the wife, you know, any nidarim that you make between now and the time I come back from my business trip, I'm revoking it now, but the revocation will be effective when I hear about the netter. So the Gemara says, so why does he have to make the revocation now when he hears about the netter and then revoke it? He's like too busy, like he's really too busy. He's too, you know, doesn't have time for these things. Maybe the wife makes the nidarim left and right. So I'm making the revocation now. When I hear about it, it's
he doesn't have to say
it
anymore.
Right. So when he hears, right. Or the other shot the Ron has is retroactively the revocation will take place as of now. But either way, so that's the way the Gemara is going. No. He always has to hear it. But when he hears about it, so is it that the revocation takes place when he hears about it, or but he made the statement earlier, or the revocation takes place retroactively? Right. That's 100% correct. In other words, Hafara only revokes the netter from the time of the Hafara. So if I say that when I hear it, then this revocation should be effective. So maybe he heard it, a week after she made the netter. Let's say she made some netter and she can't have wine. She's been drinking wine for the past week. So then she transgressed it. But if I say it's retroactive, not that way. Okay, but I have to finish the daf. So let me go further. Now, he says, so this we did already. Okay, yeah. So we're two lines above where it gets wide. So Tashma, HaOmer, now this is Mishnah Masechet Nazir, which is coming up in Daf Yomi. So it looks like it's in Nazir Daf Yud Beis, and it's around 3 weeks, 4 weeks from today. And so 12 and another 16 would be around 28. So around a month from today. So Tashma. HaOmer l'apotropos, if a man, he has an administrator for his estate. So he says, HaOmer l'apotropos, kol nedarim shnederet ishti mikan v'yad shavom l'kom ploni. So here's fancy. He's got a worker, like somebody, another Jewish person. And he says, you know, I'm leaving you in charge of the place. I'm taking a business trip. Any nedarim that my wife makes from now till I come back from my business trip, hafer, I want you to revoke it. You know, I'm delegating you. The hafer law, and then the administrator, he does do that. I might think that that's an effective revocation. So the Torah says twice, Yishai kimenu, Yishai feirenu. And the Torah could say, Yishai kimenu, Yishai. It says, Yishai kimenu, that her husband, Dafka, has to do the hakama or the hafara according to the Tana of Yoshia. So it's a non-delegable right. Normally we say, Shulchush the Tana Koto, but here we can't say that. He says, Amar lo Rabbi Yonatan, so Rabbi Yonatan says to Rabbi Yoshia, "Matzin b'chol haTorah kula shluchos shlom kmoto." He says, in general, the call is shluchos shlom kmoto. So I think, I don't know what he does with this pasuk, but he wants to say that we're going to do the regular default over to the regular din. Rafil Rabbi Yoshia, Moka Amar l'shem zera katavu yishay kimenu yishay ferenu. Even Rabbi Yoshia, who says he can't delegate it, the only problem is because the Torah says yishay kimenu yishay ferenu. But for that, we take it that he could delegate the authority to revoke the vows. About the Kuliyama Shulchan Shlom Kamoto, he says, so everybody agrees Shulchan Shlom Kamoto, while Loshin, like, so how would this work? Either according to Rabbi Yonatan, he can't do it, or according to Rabbi Yoshi, he can't, but the only problem is the Torah says that he can't delegate it. But were that not the case, then he would be able to do it. What would be with the din? But he didn't hear the netter. In other words, he's taking a business trip, he's going to Ashkosh, he's taking the big boat trip. They're in Eretz Israel. He's taking the boat trip to France. He's going to be there. He's going to come back in a month. He leaves the apotropos behind. He says, any nedarim that my wife makes, so I want you to revoke the nedarim. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, the apotropos, he hears about it, he revokes it. And according to Rabbi Yoshi, he can't, because the Torah says, Yishai kimenu yishai yifeirenu, but the only impediment for him doing that is the pasuk. But for that pasuk, he would be able to do that. So but what happens if the husband doesn't hear about it? But how we'll see that's going to be the crux of it. But he says Bahalo Shmili, the husband didn't hear about it. So he says, in other words, we take it. In other words, to have shlichus, I have to be capable of doing something. So if I'm not in a position where I could do the hafara, I can't appoint you to do the hafara. So it can't be that you have a right to the hafara. I don't have the right to the hafara. That can't be. So okay. So the Gemara says now. So the Gemara says, Hakanami da Amarle, the top line 9, Gibbon Ralph. Hakinai da Amarle, Here too, what the Mishnah means is l'chi shamana mefer lo. He says, when I hear, the father says, when I hear about the husband says, when I hear about the neder, I want you to revoke it. Says l'chi shamana lefer lahu. So why does he have to need the apotropos? Let him do it himself. So savar dima mitrina. He's thinking maybe I'll be too busy with things like that. So when I hear you know, it's like sell, buy, you're on the phone. This and that. So when I hear about it, and by the way, your wife made 10 dinars when you're away, and blah, 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 I'm drinking wine, I'm eating bananas, whatever. So I want you to take care of it and revoke each one of them. Okay, now. No, he just has to hear that she made it. That's all. He just has to hear that she made it. Okay, now, all right. Okay. So, all right. Let me just do a little bit here, and then that'll be it for today. No. Please hold it. All right.
I don't have questions.
All right. So one second. All right. I could tell a story about Felisa, but if you and there's also with okay. What's the point of saying? Go ahead.
Theoretically, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a husband can come to tell his wife when he gets married, I want any nether you make for the rest of your life to be mufar. Especially can never make it. Yeah? So she can never come and make it there. And if that's the case, why wouldn't they automatically come and say, if this is their tarikh, automatically you get married?
Hold on a second. Where'd you get Reb Lazer from?
Over here, that came and said that Eliezer is the one who says mufar.
What's that?
You said it in a scenario that he goes for a business trip. He makes it for life.
No.
Trip of life.
No. I only mentioned Reb Yosha and Reb Yonatan.
Reb Eliezer, man.
Where's Reb Lazer?
I'm going to talk to them. Should do it. Should I go? I'm going to Reb Eliezer or Reb Mufa.
Why am I not seeing this? Where is it?
Further up.
Oh, the previous one. Yes. Oh, he says. The previous one, he says,
yes.
Yeah, so come on, I'm with Lomar Klum. So Reb Lazer says Mufar, that they are Mufar. Okay, so
he's able to block it for life to make it get in the name. Whichever way you want to teach it, whatever their understanding is.
No, but the Gemara says it means when he hears about it. When he hears about it, he says, I want you to be made for it. Okay, all right, so
now you want.
Right. And at the time that he hears it, either it's going to be retroactively, or it's going to be at that time that he hears it, it's mitzvah tarid, he's not able to, already I made it.
All right. Okay. What's that?